Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
All-star break in the rearview mirror. Lakers look like they are full steam ahead. No AD, no problem yet, JC. We'll get into that in just a little bit. But first, we got to welcome everybody back and into the Hoopball Lakers podcast. Of course, here with JC at JC DeLeon. One on Twitter, number one in your hearts, JC. How we feeling about the Lake Show, baby?
Pretty good. Two games to come back from the All-Star game. That Indiana game was looking a little dicey for a while, but they came back and won that, and a nice little blowout tonight against Golden State.
A lot to go over when it comes to the Lakers with all of the recent developments. Obviously, the games are going to be coming fast and furious. The trade deadline is right around the corner. You can expect the Lakers to continue to be linked to names. Whether or not that is based in reality is a different story, JC, but I think they'll be active on the buyout market. And of course, I buried part of the lead, which is that I am Ethan Noroff, and you can follow me on Twitter at Ethan_Noroff. And if you're not already following our show at Hoopball Lakers, JC, I just don't even know what to say anymore. Let's get right into it, though. A lot of news with the Lake Show coming right out of the gate before we get into the games. First and foremost, we know Anthony Davis is set to be reevaluated in 2 weeks after the Lakers came out from the All-Star break. Chris Haynes of Yahoo Sports comes out today, JC, with the report that AD is expected to miss at least 3 additional weeks with the potential for more time. I feel like that caused some eyebrows to raise, but in reality, this is what we expected. Reevaluated in 2 weeks does not mean cleared in 2 weeks, and we know that the Lakers are going to be overly cautious. They have said that outright from the beginning.
Yeah, it's. I think one thing to look at is Marcus Smart's injury a couple of weeks ago.
Yes,
it had one of those scary looking pops that you see in an Achilles tear, and he came back from that in about 6 weeks. And so this is similar to that, although it's in a different spot of the tendon. But yeah, I think looking at Marcus Smart, seeing that he's come back is a positive sign for Lakers fans.
Absolutely. And in the interim, the Lakers will continue to soldier forward without AD. It is important that they get him right for the long run and do not prioritize the short term at the expense of the long term, despite the Lakers' rapidly evolving schedule. But JC, we have to like what we see coming out of the break so far. I mean, Kyle Kuzma continues to play well. Trez has been phenomenal off the bench. We'll get into those two guys in just a minute. As you said, JC, that game against the Pacers was looking scary for a while. And if you would have told me that LeBron was only going to score 18 in a game against the Pacers, especially in one that they got the news that their big trade acquisition was finally going to be cleared to play in the very near future, I would have thought that the Lakers would have lost this game. That said, the 24 from Kuzma, the 17 from Harrell, and they got 11 from Schroeder and somehow found a way to get it done.
Yeah, Kuzma played really great in that game. 24 points, 13 rebounds. He's been a rebounding machine lately. Has really taken to that that defensive, you know, role, and he hasn't even really needed to start to do it. Usually, if Anthony Davis is out of the lineup, it's you pencil in Kyle Kuzma as the starter, but that hasn't necessarily been the case the last couple games.
For so long, JC, I feel like that we were forced, as I was watching Kyle Kuzma highlights there for a brief second in time, at so many points, I feel like we were among the loudest Kyle Kuzma critics, right? I even tweeted this from our account during the game, but credit deserved to Kuzma, man, because even before the All-Star break, you know, he had finally, I think, adapted to this role that we were all, especially myself anyway, I don't want to say everybody, but, you know, I was really clamoring for him to play, right? Is that focus on things besides scoring. That's what this team needs you to do. Now, coming into this game against the Warriors, in which it was a blowout, and we'll get into that one, Kyle Kuzma had four straight games of double-digit rebounds. He had three straight double-doubles, and then he had another great game against the Warriors with 17-5-4, active defensively, hit a handful of threes, and didn't need a lot of shots to get his damage done. He has finally become this player that the Lakers, I think, have hoped for to build with LeBron James, to build with Anthony Davis. And by default, I would be remiss if I didn't say, he has increased his tradability in the process.
Yeah, I feel like on any other team, the way he's been playing lately, if this were pre-All-Star break, people would be talking about giving him an All-Star nod. It's just because he plays in the Lakers and he's outshined by LeBron and even outshined by the injured Anthony Davis and Dennis Schroeder. It's easy to see how people are still a little critical of him, but it's clear to see that he's now comfortable in the role that they've given him.
Rez has been phenomenal since the All-Star break transpired, JC. Feels like he went on a little bit of a social media rant over the breaks. I think he cut a few people out of his life, but he has come out on a mission. And the Lakers still without Marc Gasol, those health and safety protocols. So you have to give your best wishes to Marc, because obviously something is not quite right there. But Montrez, man, I mean, he has just been absolutely terrific. In the last two games, he's popped off for 44 points. That's an average of 22 a game. He's active defensively. He's just everywhere, man. He always seems to be in the right spot to get the dunk or the easy sort of basket around the rim. I just love what he has brought to this team, JC.
Yeah, and tonight against the Warriors, he was a freaking monster. The way he would just throw really powerful dunks in the lane and even dunked on Draymond a couple of times.
I think before the season, JC, we had a conversation about Serge Ibaka versus Trez for two reasons. One is because obviously Serge basically took Trez's spot on the Clippers roster, and two, because they wound up getting the same contract. At the time, I felt like I was leaning more towards Serge Ibaka. Right now, and maybe I'm just a prisoner of the moment here, but right now I feel like I'm leaning a lot more in Trez's direction.
Yeah, Ibaka doesn't get the energy points that Trez does. You don't really need to draw anything up for him. He'll find ways to get points on his own, or he'll find a way to put himself into an open spot where somebody will find him. He was on the receiving end of a lot of drives tonight, which led to some of those powerful dunks. So yeah, he knows how to be in a position to where he's gonna get his, and you don't need to necessarily run anything for him.
Lakers lost Alex Caruso in that game against the Pacers to a head injury after just 7 minutes. Took a really nasty looking fall, JC. Caruso's really important to this team, especially as they, you know, continue to battle the injury bug. Jared Dudley has a torn MCL, so who knows if we'll see him again this season. Not that Dudley plays a huge role, but he's certainly out there in certain moments, right? With Caruso now out of the lineup for what feels like it's going to be at least for a little while here. That was a really nasty looking fall he took on his head. I think Talen Horton Tucker's leash can get longer. I don't know that it will for sure, but it certainly can. And he took a great step in the right direction tonight. 18 points, 10 assists, career best game for Talen Horton Tucker against the Golden State Warriors. If you're the Lakers, you have to absolutely love not only the production, JC, but he just looked so much better. He wasn't playing a million miles a minute. He was in control. He was methodical in his movements. I mean, he really looked like a special kind of player tonight.
Yeah, he's beginning to look kind of like slow-mo out of Memphis, like Kyle Anderson. He's got those really long arms. Doesn't look like he moves very fast, but he can get from point A to point B really quickly just because of his length. And yeah, tonight was a really great night, not only for him, but for Trez and Kuz. Like, one highlight in particular is where Trez stole the ball, passed it up to Talen Horton-Tucker, which led to, and he made an alley-oop to Kyle Kuzma, while LeBron was on the floor. Like, in that entire sequence, LeBron was just trailing and didn't have any chance at the ball. He was just watching all that happen, and he had to have really liked that moment to see those three guys do that with him on the court.
There's no doubt about it. Every single Laker against the Warriors was in the plus of the plus minus tonight, so you have to love that as well. Of course, that's what happens typically when you outscore a team by 30 points. And look, the Lakers didn't exactly blow this one open in the first quarter. I mean, it was a three-point lead. Then they got, you know, up to 15 by halftime, and that was only because the Warriors hit a last-second three. But the Lakers really put a stranglehold on this game, again held the team to under 100 points. This was a Warriors team that was coming off a 130-plus point effort, so maybe there's a little bit of fatigue, but no real excuse for the Warriors. Young team with nothing to lose, so they need to be playing hard. I have to say, just to reiterate this against about Talen Horton-Tucker, JC, if he is going to be capable of giving the Lakers yet another piece off the bench, the Lakers' ability to go Kuzma, Trez, and THT off the bench with Caruso come playoff time is really going to be something if Markieff Morris is your 10th man.
Yeah, I think they're still in a position to where they're a pretty deep team. They just had a couple of games before the All-Star break when I'm sure they were needing a rest that, you know, they were just really looking forward to that All-Star break. When this team is still really capable of playing suffocating defense, and when they do, they can get out and run. And yeah, KCP, when he's hitting shots the way he was tonight, yeah, this is a supremely deep team.
JC, how are we feeling about Damian Jones signing a second 10-day deal with the Lakers? Kind of playing the JaVale McGee role here, for lack of a better way to say it. But also, and this bleeds right into what we're going to talk about, which is the buyout / trade market, we know that the Lakers' ability to be active there is going to directly relate to Damian Jones' future with this team.
Yeah, I think I like the minutes he's been giving. He's not, you know, an otherworldly talent at the big spot. You know, he doesn't have the experience that JaVale did, or the career that Dwight Howard has, and hasn't had, you know, the experience that Marc Gasol has either. But yeah, he's blocked some shots. He plays with energy. I think he plays a pick and roll game pretty well. I think tonight was a really good night for him too.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, you just wonder, you know, because the Lakers are going to have to make a decision on Jones is what it comes down to, JC. And you know, I have to think that the Lakers are going to be at least interested in exploring their other options before committing to somebody for the rest of the season. Do you think that the Lakers are willing to make the risk of maybe allowing Jones to float and then revisiting it if necessary?
I think so. I think he'll be available at some point down the line if they do make another trade. Another thing that could happen, they talked about Jared Dudley being injured with the MCL. It's probably going to end his season. And, I mean, that's something you can come back from, but he is a veteran up there in age, and he's also probably willing to, you know, proverbially take one for the team. And
I think he's transitioned to the Udonis Haslam role at this point in his career, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, and so I think he's probably willing to kind of open up a spot on the roster if he's willing to just kind of sit out the year and either be an assistant or willing to get traded to a team that's just going to waive him. And then he can come back and be a presence on this team the way DeMarcus was last year.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from Jeldwin. They're durable energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Geldwin windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That's an interesting idea that I hadn't really explored. That's certainly a possibility. I could see that happening, especially if it's a deal built for a player like, I don't know, PJ Tucker, who we'll talk about in just a minute.
Hey, guys, before we get back to the show, we're just going to take a quick ad break.
You know, ever since we started this podcast, people always ask us for betting tips. We always get asked, who you got, Lakers or Clippers? You know, for us, it's going to be the Lakers, Rodgers or Mahomes. And I'll tell you what, I tell them, where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. That's why we tell people to bet with MyBookie. MyBookie's rep is rock solid, and they've got the best odds, the best contests, and the best promotions in the business. They're the only place I trust to handle any of my sports-related bets, the one sportsbook guaranteed to give me and you the best lines for the National Championship College football game on January 11th, and on every NFL playoff game, not to mention the NBA action. You know me, and you know that I don't give out my stamp of approval easily. So, MyBookie, they earned it. And to earn it from me, you've got to be the best at what you do. And MyBookie is the best sportsbook out there, period. It's simple. Sign up, enter promo code HOOPBALL, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. You put in $1,000, they'll give you $500 free money. So head on over to MyBookie if you want to add a little excitement to the sports you love and the games that you bet. Bet with the best, bet with MyBookie. That's MyBookie.ag.
Lakers have been linked to a couple of guys on the trade market, I would say, with some level of substantiality. Andre Drummond being one of them, PJ Tucker being the other. Obviously, of the two, JC, when it comes to making a trade, you have to feel like Tucker is the more realistic option. But given what the Rockets would want in return, I just don't see it happening. And as for Andre Drummond, look, the Cavs can ask for as low as a second-round pick, but that salary is going to require something else going out in return, unless a team has a sizable trade exception they want to use on Drummond. And I think this is you know, as much as some Lakers fans are clamoring for Drummond, and look, if he's bought out, there's no question that he should be on his way to this team. I don't know that there should be as much excitement about him as there seems to be from other fan bases. Everywhere he goes, JC, the fans wind up not liking him so much.
Yeah, I mean, it's something to think about. You know, it is important to note that on this team, however, he would be a third, if not a fourth, piece in the rotation as far as offense is concerned. And, you know, his role isn't really going to be to be a playmaker of any kind.
No, if that. And, I mean, look, I'm not trying to sit here and bash Drummond, right? Like I said, there's no doubt that he could help this roster as it's currently constructed. I just don't necessarily see the path in a trade. So until he's bought out, I'm not willing to sort of really rationalize that option. I think a guy that's more realistic to be bought out is someone named Hassan Whiteside. I have mixed feelings about that, but he's certainly intriguing given what he could bring to the table.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, he's still proven to be productive at times when he's motivated. It's just a matter of when he's motivated is never really known. And I know he's somebody who's had a history with LeBron in Miami, where I've heard one story on a podcast talk about the conditioning drills that Miami is famous for putting players through. Hassan just like didn't really want to do, and LeBron is like trying to tell him, like, even I have to do these drills. Like, who do you think you are? And so, yeah, I mean, that's one of those things that just made me kind of concerned about Hassan. But in the right setting, given the proper motivation, he'd be a good player.
I mean, I think on a team with LeBron and especially Anthony Davis combined, he'd be a fine addition. Again, he'd be playing an ancillary role. So, you know, While I might be mixed on the topic, I think that's a more realistic pursuit for the Lakers. Do you see a path to PJ Tucker? Am I blocked in my thinking, or are you kind of in line with me there?
I think Houston is, I don't think Houston has as much leverage as they think, because everyone knows that they're tanking and everyone knows that it's going to be a fire sale, and everyone knows that PJ Tucker's contract is a more buyout friendly contract than Andre Drummond's. And so I think people are either going to wait, and because, yeah, I don't think a lot of teams in the league are going to be willing to give up a young piece for PJ Tucker. As great a fit as he would be on this team, it's certainly not worth giving up like a THT for, which is what Houston would want.
Yeah, exactly, right? That's exactly the direction that I'm taking this conversation, and I can't foresee that being something the Lakers will even entertain at this point, given what he could be to this team. So I look at the Lakers now, and, obviously, before we sort of move on to the upcoming schedule, JC, one of the other things that I've noticed from this group since the All-Star break has come and gone, and granted, it's only been a couple of games, right? But before the All-Star break, we were really seeing a lot of that stagnant offense, that give the ball to LeBron and everybody get out of the way. That's not what we saw versus the Warriors. It's not as much as what we saw versus the Pacers. I really like that the team is trending back in that direction, because to me, that's when the Lakers play, one of their better brands of basketball on the offensive end of the floor. And defensively, they've been very good to hold the Pacers to 100 and the Warriors to under 100 coming out of the All-Star break.
Yeah, they're a team capable of flipping the switch, and as cliche as that is, and as not great as that is to hear, I mean, they are a team capable of flipping the switch, and of all the fall flipping the switch entails is just a little more effort on defense and just moving the ball around a little bit more on offense, and it makes that big of a difference, and yeah, they're a team that could do that.
Really important for the Lakers to sort of exercise this blowout versus the Warriors with a back-to-back against the Timberwolves upcoming. The T-Wolves stink, but they are a young team, and they can certainly run up and down the court. So nice to see the guys get some rest. The Lakers are going to play a lot over the next several days. Four more games just this week, JC. Obviously versus the T-Wolves on Tuesday, and then another back-to-back later this week on Saturday and Sunday. Play the Hornets on Thursday, Hawks Saturday, and Suns on Sunday. So all these young teams that can really run up and down, although I'm so used to calling the Suns a young team. I guess they're not really a young team anymore, but you kind of know what I'm getting at there, JC. And then, the Lakers, their schedule is tough in the second half, man. We talked about that, and I feel like they really have to practice what they preach right now, even before AD is able to get back into the lineup. Because once AD gets back into the lineup, they're not going to have a lot of time to transition before the playoffs are here and ready to rock out.
No, for sure they're not. And yeah, I think a lot of people have been talking about the difficulty of the Lakers' second half, and so I think it's something they're aware of and will be cognizant of as it approaches. But I think they have to initially get through this first 2 weeks without AD and it being a lot of games.
Do you think there's a scenario, JC, where THT continues to play so well that he may move into a more prominent role off that bench?
Prominent, maybe. Yeah, because he's proven to be, I think he's at his best when he's either a playmaking point guard, or they're playing without a true point guard and he's sort of the de facto, because he drives to the basket so well and so efficiently, and he's a pretty good passer once he gets to the cup. And so, yeah, I think because of that, I could see him running an offense in the second unit.
One more quick break to tell you about the Bruise Letter. We interrupt this podcast because we need a brief announcement. And it's a fun one. It's free stuff. Everybody loves free stuff. What's the stuff? The Bruise Letter is back. Oh yes, back and fresh for the 2020-21 NBA season. Our founder, Aaron Brewski, is writing an email newsletter filled with his most intimate fantasy nuggets. It is exclusive content that you cannot find anywhere else. It is not on the website. It is not in any podcast. It's not on social media. It is only in the email newsletter, and you can sign up to get it for free. Just go to bit.ly/bruiseletter2021 and sign up in 10 seconds. Again, the site is bit.ly/bruiseletter2021. Aaron Brewski, straight to your inbox every day. Enjoy and win your fantasy leagues in the process.
Let's end the show with something fun, JC, for us and for our audience. If you had to sit here and you were the Lakers GM and you had all your names on the board, you're Rob Pelinka, JC. Let's play it out. You're sitting there with your big board, with your 50-inch curved monitor, all the scouting reports, all the potential fits, and you are circling some names. Who are you most confident that the Lakers will add when it's all said and done, if anyone?
I feel like there's a path to PJ Tucker because I feel like he gets bought out. And, yeah, I mean, there's so much smoke around the Andre Drummond rumors. I mean, it's either the Lakers or the Nets, really, if he gets bought out. And his contract isn't really able to get bought out unless you're Cleveland swapping for, like, a LaMarcus Aldridge. And why would you swap Drummond for Aldridge? So, yeah, I think he's going to end up getting bought out by default, too.
So with Drummond, I know the Nets and the Lakers are the two teams because they're always going to be the two teams now. I just don't see it with Brooklyn. They've got DeAndre Gordon. They've got DeAndre Jordan. They've got Nico Claxton, who should be starting over DeAndre Jordan, by the way. They've obviously brought in Blake Griffin after he was bought out. I just don't see how it makes sense for them. So I just feel like the Lakers, you know, and for Drummond too, right? He wants to go somewhere, especially if he's bought out. He's going to want to go somewhere where his services are not only needed, but that puts him back in the spotlight. The Lakers can offer him both of those things. So if Drummond is bought out, I am exceptionally confident about the Lakers landing him. If PJ Tucker is bought out, I would welcome him to this team. I think either or really both of those guys could potentially help. I don't see the Lakers being active on the trade market just because I think the Lakers have finally found a version of Kyle Kuzma who is actually more valuable to them, at least right now on the roster, than he is in a trade, especially with that extension he signed, which is looking like a bargain, might I add. Well done, Rob Pelinka, once again. I continue to be shocked that Kuzma agreed to that $40 million deal. And I think the Lakers will be relying on the buyout market. And to be honest with you, I just don't think the roster needs all that much. This is a very good team, a very great team, and a team that should be among the teams that people are mentioning when it comes to competing for a title. It sort of surprised me how much the conversation has died down around the Lakers winning it all and how much it's hyped up around the Nets. I understand the new flavor on the menu is exciting, but that said, the Lakers haven't done anything to exactly dispel the notion that they should be considered the favorites from the Western Conference, if not the favorites outright.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Brooklyn has they're one of the hottest teams in the league right now. They've won 13 of the last 14. They've done it without Kevin Durant. Playoffs are a different story. You know, defense is important come playoff time, and that might end up being an issue for them.
I think it could be, but we shall see. Any bold predictions for the Lakers' upcoming stretch here, JC?
Nothing too bold. I think I don't think they're going to necessarily make a run for that one seed. I think they're going to try to make a – I think Phoenix will kind of end up falling, so I think it'll be the Clippers and the Lakers battling for that two and three spot, and I think Phoenix will kind of end up in the fourth.
All right. Well, you heard it here first, only on the Hoopball Lakers Show. JC, glad we're back in action. Glad to see the Lakers on the TV multiple nights this evening. It's going to be a fun little stretch here for the Lakers. We'll continue to be back with you either together or apart, but no matter what, you get the Hoopball Lakers flavor in your ear. Follow us on Twitter at Hoopball Lakers, the whole Hoopball family at Hoopball Tweets, at Hoopball Fantasy. He's at JC DeLeon 1. I'm at Ethan_Noroff. And until next time, Lake Show fam, we out.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.